Nope, we're not ready, Steve.
Now we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex. B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex, you are now entering the Megacast. The Megacast.
What's going on, Ted?
What up, Steve?
Oh, you know, just mega casting with my mega family.
It's very weird today.
Why is that?
I don't know, because it's Wednesday, but it feels like a Monday.
Yep.
And then I don't know. I've had this theory for years before I got into radio, even when I was a janitor. Like, July 4th takes place at night.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's during the week, shouldn't we get the 5th off?
100% agree with you.
Like we do for New Year's, right?
Yep.
So I don't know. That one today just seems odd.
We were talking about that this morning on BJ and Migs, and I was saying how...
My bad, you already covered that.
No. It's okay. We can cover it more than once. Not everyone's listening to all the things that we do, Ted. And I feel like what I'm about to say is so good that it's okay to hear it twice.
All right.
All I was going to say is just I agree with you in that July 5th should be a national holiday.
Yeah.
There's no reason. I don't understand how anyone shows up to work today in any mindset to want to work. A, you were out drinking, celebrating the country and blowing up fireworks and eating unhealthy, and you didn't get home until a late time. Or you were like myself and my wife, you try to go to bed at 8:30 like you always do, but the neighbors decide, you know what, we're going to see how many minutes firecrackers could go off before it stops.
There's no chance you're going to sleep at 8:30.
There's no chance.
Especially where you live.
Not at 9 o'clock. Oh, yeah. Puyallup. Oh, just so happens to be right by the Indian reservations. Give me a break. Damn illegal fireworks, and that's ILL, the eagle, like the bird fireworks.
Oh, yeah, I get it. They ill.
They ill eagle.
It just seems odd. And it just seems like you could, like, I don't know, maybe you change it year to year, depending, you know, but like, right, like this year, it was on a Tuesday. Like, it seems like we should have got out of, like, you get out of work early on the 4th, right? You'd still have time to go picnic or.
Yep.
Or
we're closing offices
grill.
At noon.
Yeah, even like if you close at like 2 or 3 o'clock, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. You'd still have time to get home, do the grilling, enjoy the night, and then have today off.
Because, well, I learned it yesterday when you start thinking, oh, the fireworks are going to die down soon. And I say this at 9 o'clock, not realizing it's not even dark yet. This is just the pre-funk.
The official fireworks in Seattle on Lake Union didn't even start till 20 after 10 p.m.
Right.
10:20 they started.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's impossible to get any sleep when you have M80s going off outside of your house.
Yeah,
it's so bad. I got up, you know, I get up around 2:30 in the morning, 2:15, 2:30-ish in the morning. I get up, I bring Lulu out to go potty, or go to the bathroom if I want to talk like an adult. But hey, Lulu, go potty. Fireworks are still going off. 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure some people just took off today.
And some are students that don't have school anymore because they're done.
Right. So they're just out partying.
Having fun, and I don't begrudge anyone for having fun and sending off fire. I'm not a fireworks guy, but I'm not like I'm not a guy who hates people who like to set off fireworks. I understand that people like it. It's just not my cup of tea. Like, do us a favor, America, and let us have the next day off so we can sleep in.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for, man.
Yeah,
I'm really
that's
tired
what I'm
today.
Saying. Like, right, like you're tired and like I don't know how to describe it. There's just a weird vibe, like walking through town coming over here today. I'm just like I don't know. I was confused the whole weekend as to what day it was, right? Because Saturday didn't feel like Saturdays because we had off the 3rd and 4th.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. Today I just woke up. I was like, so I can't really bitch because I just had 4 days off.
Sure.
But I'm still just like, I don't know. It seems like the 5th should be a holiday.
But everyone's dragging ass today.
Yeah.
I have no stats to back this up, but I contend that probably July 5th, if July 5th falls on a work day, it's the least productive work day of the entire year.
All right, let me hit you with another theory.
Okay.
Now, generally, when I think of holiday, like, I always like July 4th.
Yeah.
And July 4th, whether it's the weekend or whatever, like, I put right up there with, like, Christmas time or Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I feel like I end up eating a ton of crap on July 4th like I do around Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, even yesterday, like, I just grilled some burgers and hot dogs. And by the end of the day, I was like, I ate 3 cheeseburgers. And they weren't like small cheeseburgers I made at home.
Double cheeseburgers.
Because right? I had one, then I had another, and then it was like Then it was almost time for the fireworks. I was like, wow, July 4th, that burger's in there. I might as well heat it up and enjoy it.
Exactly. July 4th is like the summer equivalent of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, it's our time to be gluttonous.
I mean, even Saturday, I went to a party, and it was the opening day of crabbing season.
Oh.
Right? So, like, people kept showing up with crabs. By the way.
And that's usually that happens at the strip clubs. This is nice for once.
Well, you grew up in New York. Didn't you guys get crabs, or did you eat crab? Or did you ever eat it?
I never had crab until I moved out to Washington State.
All right. You guys never ate, like, the Maryland blue crabs or the Chesapeake Bay?
I correct myself. I never did that. The only time I would have crab legs back when I was living in New York was when I would go to Red Lobster and get the Admiral's Feast.
All right.
You get the lobster tail, you get the crab legs. But my family was all about lobster. Like, whenever we had, like, one of those big seafood meals, if you were going to have a shellfish, it was lobster. Nothing else.
See, we never had lobster, and you ate a bunch of crabs. But mm-hmm. I always put an S on it. And I used to catch some heat for it, but this weekend I caught a lot of heat for it.
For saying crabs?
Yeah, like, oh man, look at all these crabs. Like, let's eat some crabs. Everybody's like, crab, you eat crab. Not...
Oh, yeah, I would have been right there with you.
Yeah, so I said, well, you better blame the whole state of Maryland. Anyhow.
I like how you just deflect. Anytime Ted says something weird, you just be like, bro, blame it on Maryland, man. Go Terps.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
We don't even call them turtles. We just decided to come up with a whole nother name. And we can't even pronounce it, so we just say Terps.
But yes, there was a ton of crab. Basically, I'm just repeating what we were just saying. Saturday, I mean, this cookout was a feast.
That must have been so much fun.
Oh, dude, it was so great.
So they were fresh crab.
Yes. I know. Like, I don't give it two thoughts. Just like, yeah, let's eat some crabs. Oh, we're having crabs here. And everybody's like, will you stop saying it?
And then I never knew that the plural of crab is crab.
It's not. It's just, I guess, it's only in Maryland that people talk about eating crabs. Out here, we just says, oh, yeah, you eat some crab, or we're going to go get crab.
But, like, if you saw, like, you know, these chicks, they all got crab. You don't say that.
No.
I don't know why I have to make a connection to an STD.
Look, it was somebody's mom who was giving me a very hard time about this.
Oh, you tell that woman to be quiet.
Oh, good luck.
I think I know.
Yeah, all right. And she goes, well, do you eat shrimps? Or do you eat shrimp?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, all right, I eat shrimp. And then she was like, well, what about lobster? Do you eat lobsters? Or do you eat I go, well, technically, I would only be eating lobsters. So she was like, well, why do you keep calling them crabs?
But if you showed up and you said, hey, look, I brought 10 pounds of lobsters. Oh, I guess it would be 10 pounds of lobster. Never mind. This is not working. Blame it on Maryland.
Dude, I know. Well, then you better get mad at the whole state. That's where I turned.
Yeah, I think it's your best bet. Just turn your back on the entire state that you were born in. It's a lot easier that way. When all else fails, blame Maryland. Blame Maryland. You know, let's get our push-ups and, out of the way. Let's get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
And this is a perfect... Yeah, it's not for either one of us. And I don't think for anybody. It's July 5th. Come on, cut us some slack.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is the week's almost over.
That's a great point. And I decided to go with a theme song for today, since yesterday was the 4th of July, so... A little Soundgarden from their Super Unknown record. The song is called 4th of July.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's a nice, dirgy one. I love this song.
It sounds like it. Is this about not having the 5th off?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a part about crab being called crabs.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get 10, Mega Family. A little sore. I learned how to do a suplex the other day in wrestling class.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't learn very well at first. As I landed directly on my head in one of the attempts.
Oh.
That was... Didn't hurt, but it scared the living F out of everybody in the ring.
That's not good.
No, I learned rather quickly that, you know, a suplex doesn't require just one man pulling you up and landing you. The person being suplexed needs to... contribute to the process. And I didn't do a very good job of that.
Yeah.
And it ended miserably, so I'm kind of hurting.
Yeah. I mean, I was ginger getting up, and I was like, man, he's real ginger.
Yeah, my back hurts. Everything hurts. Why am I doing this to myself, Ted?
The wrestling?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, because you love it?
I do love it. I love the camaraderie. I love the family that I'm building in this wrestling ring. Sometimes I don't like falling on my head.
Yeah.
It's two straight weeks of that.
Twice a week you're going, huh?
Yeah, I'm going tonight too.
Oh, yeah, you look fit for it.
Thanks, Ted.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
But wrestling is fake.
Kind of ironic, given what Steve just talked about. Today's TED Talk was about make sure you do things you like to do.
Even if they hurt you.
Right. Well, I was just thinking, like, this weekend, man, I've had that grill sitting there, and I finally was like, screw it, I'm going to grill some food. And you know how it is. You go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could just go get something or this or that. But, you know, I forgot. Like, I like grilling stuff and everything. It made me very comfortable. Made my home, only been there like a month, feel more like a house. You know, like, it made my house feel more like a home.
That's awesome.
So that was just... Sometimes I think people, you need to remind yourself of that kind of stuff. Like Saturday, I was at a beach party on a beach, right? And nobody wanted to go swimming. So eventually I just said, all right, well, screw y'all. And just went out there and went swimming. I was like, I want to go swimming.
Did anyone get inspired and follow you in there?
Yeah, four more people did.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be the first. They probably all wanted to go swimming, but no one wanted to be like, hey, you want to go swimming? Or they might have mentioned it and everyone's like, no. And then all of a sudden, the Ted Smith, the trendsetter, the tastemaker.
What's just funny is I was looking at a bunch of pictures from the party this weekend, and like everybody's sitting on the deck and this and that. You could tell I'm the only person that's been swimming because I'm the only one shirtless. And then like everybody else still looks very nice, or so I just have like a towel around my neck.
Nice.
And a beer in my hand. Like, what's going on?
When you went in the water, were you at all scared?
No.
You weren't scared of getting bit by a crab? Or crabs?
Crabs?
By crabs?
No, but I will say, swimming in the Sound is a different... No, two things. Number one, I forgot how buoyant salt water makes you.
Mm-hmm.
So you just float around.
Yeah. Well, it's like the float tanks.
Yeah. And then number two, I kind of... I will admit, in the Sound sometimes, it's different than being in a lake. You're kind of like, could be something in here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's one of like... That's not a big fear, but it's like part of why I like going just into a pool than dipping into the beach.
All right.
I don't want to step on something. I'm more of annoyed. Not so much, I mean, jellyfish, obviously. But I'm, you know, the idea of just stepping on, like, you know, like a shell that's cracked or like some kind of like weird, like sharp thing and cutting your foot. That's always been my big fear.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, when you walk out there, especially when the tide's out, you got to walk across that rocky part of the beach.
Exactly.
That's why everybody was like, oh, man, like, have you been out there already today? And I was like, oh, no. No, that was crushing. That was very painful. I said I just could tell everybody was looking at me walk in, so I just kind of swallowed it up and was like, "All right, just keep walking through. Keep walking through."
You already made the statement. You can't turn around at that point.
Right, I can't start being like, "Oh, ow, that one hurt."
Changed my mind, guys. It was hurtful. Did you see that picture somebody posted? It's like, this is why you need to check to see how deep the water is that you're jumping in. And there's a picture of a dude like being like, on like a stretcher of some sort, and his ankle was just completely like bent in half.
Because, that doesn't shock me.
Because he jumped into a body of water, not thinking maybe, and when everyone's surrounding him, it's barely up to people's shins. So he jumped from a high distance, not super high, but probably a good 15 or so feet, landed thinking, oh, the water's going to absorb it. That has to be the weirdest feeling when you land and you realize, oh my gosh, there's no more give. I just landed on ground.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And it happens way too often.
Yeah. And I would imagine alcohol is involved in 95% of those instances.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. I mean, if you don't know how deep it is, like, I don't know. You know that story about Meltdown, right?
I don't know if I do.
You never heard me tell this story?
No, I mean, you might have. I just, dude, I have a lot of holes in my brain.
Yeah.
Partially because of hanging out with you.
Right. So there's like the river part, right? So it's like a Saturday afternoon. Depending on what's happened the winter before, this year we had a lot of snow. So the curve, this one part of the river where it curves should be nice and deep, right? Mm-hmm. So there is definitely plenty of room to dive, whatever. It gets deep, but you've got to go 6-7 feet out from these logs that everybody's sitting on, right? And the water's real murky. So it looks like the water's up to like almost everybody's knees or whatever. So this dude comes over, and it's a big country boy, and he's wearing like You have a kind of hat he's wearing. Almost like a, what do you call the hats that are kind of, it's almost like a construction hat, but they're round. You know what I mean? Instead of like the hard hat has like the, you know, the normal hard hat.
Yeah.
But this one's completely round around the edges, almost like a timber hat.
Yeah.
So he's like wearing one of those, right? And I'm sitting there on this log, right?
Random.
Right. And I am not sober.
Shocking.
And he goes, think I might have to jump in. And I go, I wouldn't do that, man. It's really shallow right here. It's murky. And he's like, oh, I gotta jump in. And I said, hey, man, being dead serious with you, I wouldn't do that. It is really shallow here, and it's just murky. And he goes, well, sometimes you just gotta, what do you say? Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh,
and he
boy.
Takes the hat, he flips it off, and he does a belly flop. It just kind of hits the ground and then has to pick himself up and kind of like try to act cool. Like the whole beach didn't just see this dramatic thing of him belly flopping into about 12 inches of water.
Plus, it would have been embarrassing enough if he just did it.
But he made a show out of it.
Made a show, and you had a conversation with him that he poo-pooed and even had to do like a little, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, hat flip.
Yes, dude, I'm saying it. He was so cool. Like, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do and flip the hat.
And you're like, look like a moron? Right. Yes, sometimes you got to do that.
It was awesome, though.
So funny.
Yeah,
there's no coming back at that point.
No. He, like, got up and just kind of sulked off the beach.
Yeah, you can't just, like, jump up and be like, kidding!
Right?
Like, I knew it all along. Gotcha!
Right? Like, I don't know what he's, right, when he's going to pop up and be like, so that guy was right. This water is shallow.
That would have been funny.
Right?
If he did that, that would have been great.
Yeah, but it was just embarrassing.
All right, let's take a quick break when we get back. You know, since it is right around the 4th of July, and last week we had a lot of fun with it, I think we should bring back the game that made everybody happy, firework or sex toy.
All right, I'm in.
We got more fireworks. We got more sex toys. We'll see how smart the Ted Smith is when it comes to explosives and things that make you explode.
Ooh.
That was weird. Wish that you could build a time machine so you could see the things no one can see. Hold on. Feels like you're standing on the edge. The Megacast will be back.
It's a Wednesday like no other, and you need morning motivation. Because today, everyone can tell from the sunburn on your face and the shape of your outdated sunglasses. And the way your beard still smells like hot dogs. And your breath reeks of beer and tequila. And the fact you're wearing a wrinkled shirt that's clearly out of the hamper because you overslept this morning. You lived the 4th of July. You celebrated your independence, so be a proud American and stand tall today. It's Wednesday, and if you can make it three more work days, you're going to do it all over again this weekend.
Ted and Steve, two badass dudes. The Megacast is back.
Raindrops, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot box. Cooking on your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up from the crock pot. We came from nothing to something. Hey, I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. It's bad and bullshit. Bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. Hey. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. No. Yeah.
Dude, sometimes you come across a headline to a news story and it just makes you laugh.
All right.
So TMZ put this out, and I got the email blast. As you know, yesterday was the 4th of July, and one of the things, besides all of us enjoying our celebration that is of America, one of the true American pastimes is eating a crap ton of hot dogs in the spirit of competition, and that is the Nathan's Hot Dog Challenge.
What's it, Surf and Stirwell?
Is that what they call it?
No, like, isn't it's at the corner of Surf and...
Oh, I don't know.
I watch it every year.
Yeah, so I think no surprise, Joey Chestnut once again.
Yeah.
Dominating. Dude, 10 championships in this?
How do you feel about ESPN, though, putting him on, like, the all-time championship
I
list?
I saw that, and I was going to ask you about that as well. I thought all that was a little weird to put him on the same level as what Bill Russell and the Michael Jordans and the Wayne Gretzky. I mean, the guy can swallow a lot of hot dogs, but, you know, so can Jenna Jameson, and we're not putting her on that graphic.
Yeah, like, sorry. I don't know if competitive eating gets put on the same thing as
that. It shouldn't. It's interesting. It's fascinating. It's something I can't do. But the headline today is awesome. And this is from TMZ. Joey Chestnut celebrated hot dog victory with giant dumps.
Oh. I mean, that makes sense that he has to poop a lot afterwards.
You got to imagine that has to be the most massive dump of all time. Or multiple dumps.
What I imagine is like, you ever have one of those...
Dump talk on the Megacast.
Dump talk. You ever have one of those nights where, like, I don't know, you eat pizza too late or whatever.
Yeah.
And like the next morning, like you fart and you're just like, oh my God, like that is close to poo. I need to poo right now.
That's a warning sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I figure he must go through. Like later in that day, like I imagine if he farts, it's got to be awful.
Bro, how about in the story he shares that he gained roughly 23 pounds during the competition and that the evacuation process has just begun. And apparently he won't return to normal weight for at least a couple of days. 23 pounds in the course of however, I don't know, how long do these competitions go for?
That one's only 10 minutes long.
In 10 minutes, you've gained 23 pounds. And to put it in perspective, 72 hot dogs is over 20,000 calories. The sodium is over 56,000 milligrams. And according to this study, which I disagree, but I mean, I don't eat a ton of hot dogs. And I don't think I mean, 4th of July, of course, it's a great time to eat a hot dog. According to this one study, the average American eats 70 hot dogs in a year. He ate more than that in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess 70 hot dogs in a year isn't that crazy.
That's more than one a week.
Yeah, but I think we're thinking about it different. Number one, you just don't have hot dogs at your house.
True.
And like, I don't know, single dude for me, like, it's just not something I think about. Like, oh man, I should cook hot dogs.
And single dude as well, or if you don't have a wife that's vegan, looking over what you eat, eating three hot dogs in one sitting is not hard.
No.
I mean, you might even have a hamburger and a couple of hot dogs. So, yeah, I guess 70 doesn't seem all that crazy when you think about it.
Well, I'm just thinking about people with families and stuff. That's just an easy thing. Like, oh, we'll cook some hot dogs.
Yeah. They got families. They got to eat hot dogs.
The only problem I have with grilled hot dogs, I was talking about this on Saturday. For some reason, a grilled hot dog doesn't count to me as, like, other food during the day. So if I'm
like celery of the food industry, like of the grill world?
Kind of. Like if I'm just standing by a grill, like I'll just pick one up and kind of eat it.
You're but losing like, calories just by eating it.
Right, but I don't know that I would count that in my overall day count of hot dogs. Like when I go, oh, I had two hot dogs, I meant in a bun. Yeah. There was that third random one I just ate. You know what I'm saying, right, Steve?
I 100% understand what you're saying. I've done that with like just if the hamburger's not in a bun, it's like just picking at it, eating, like having a piece. You know what I mean? Like if there's like just a burger that's just sitting there and no one's eating it, and if I don't put it on a bun, I don't feel like I'm really eating a hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think another funny thing about July 4th, I noticed this last night, it's the only time of year I feel like where I end up with a Ziploc bag that just has cooked hot dogs and hamburgers in it. You know what I mean?
Do you go back into the well and eat them?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
There's starving people out there, man.
There is.
I want to make sure that you're eating your hot dogs and your hamburger leftovers.
I was just sitting there last night. I don't know why. It just made me laugh. I was like, look at the Ziploc bag.
I'll tell you why.
A hamburger and two hot dogs in it.
Because Ted is drunk at that moment.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, that's probably why it seems so funny. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I just feel like the rest of the year, I'd always put leftovers on a plate. Where it's like, nope, just throwing this meat in this bag.
Throw some condiments in it, shake it up. You've got like your little grab bag of food.
Steve, what would you say is a very American ice cream?
Ooh, a very American ice cream. I'm going to go vanilla.
All right.
Or cookies and cream.
Ooh, cookies and cream is a very popular ice cream.
For me, I mean, I understand that I might not be your average American. But I'm a salted caramel guy from Molly Moon's.
All right.
I could crush that all day, all night long.
Well, I was buying stuff Saturday, I was just, or Jesus Christ, Saturday. Monday, I was running errands, and I went to the QFC, and I may have pulled a bad mistake and gotten stoned, like, right before I got there. So I spent, I must have spent 90 minutes in this QFC just kind of roaming around.
Just staring at things, evaluating
Things, or like going to one aisle where there was some cheese and being like, do I want this cheese? Or going back over and be like, maybe I want this cheese. So I'm in like the ice cream frozen food section, and the guy working there is like, can I help you? And I'm not, I don't know, man. I'm just kind of stoned. Or I said, I'm just kind of looking around. And he goes, and he got a smile. He goes, all right, well, let me know if you need anything. And then when I come back down, and again, he goes, he like doesn't miss a beat. Can I help you find anything? No, man. I'm just stoned. I'm trying to figure out what's the most American ice cream. And he goes,
what did he say?
So he went straight for the Rocket Pops because they're red, white, and blue.
But that's not ice cream.
All right. That was my point. I said, technically, that's a popsicle.
You should be fired for that.
Not an ice cream. So then the dude working, like, checkout next to us.
It would have been great if you went, can I speak to your manager? You clearly are not a good employee. I said American ice cream.
So this other guy basically hops in. So now we're having kind of an argument of what makes it. There was talk of the Klondike bar. I said, what about Good Humor, strawberry shortcake? Mm. That's where I went. I ended up going strawberry shortcake.
I mean, you could have went with a drumstick.
I needed you there, Steve. I started with the drumstick. My whole mind was on drumstick. I felt like it was going to be very American, like in a drumstick. I don't know why I had to do that for you. You understand how drumsticks work.
Just pantomime. You had a drumstick, and then if someone else walked by and saw you holding what looked like a phallic object in your hand, and you licked it. Ah, delicious. Drumstick, extra nuts in my mouth, and a gooey treat at the end.
Yeah, so if you ever wonder what I do with my days off, this is what I do. I spend a lot of time in grocery stores.
Well, my big problem when I was getting stoned, I remember back when I lived in Queen Anne, I would get stoned and just walk to the QFC.
Yeah.
And I was like, I might as well go get some treats. I would always leave. You know what section got me every time was like the knickknack section, like of all like the random house items that you might need, like a hook that is attached with a suction cup or shoelaces, like elastic shoelaces. I'd come back and I'd have like a little mini wrench, elastic shoelaces and like a dryer bag. And my old roommate's like, what the F? Why did you get this? I go, I don't know. I was stoned and I figured I might need all these things.
Yeah.
At the same time. I don't know. Maybe. And a pint of ice cream.
Yeah.
Fish food, Ben and Jerry's. That was my go-to back in the day.
Oh. I'm a I'm a half-baked guy.
I like Chunky Monkey.
All right.
That's my new favorite of all the Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's got like vegan stuff too.
Do they?
And they're really good. Like they have a peanut butter crunch one that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I bought some Ben and Jerry's a couple weeks or like Friday night after Defy. And they get a drunken thing. I was like, I need this ice cream.
Dude, how great was...
But it's just been sitting there. I haven't even opened it because I bought the strawberry shortcake.
Quick shout out to everyone that came out to Defy, that our Megacast listeners, met a few people.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, thank you, Ted, for coming out on Friday night to the big Defy show. And one of my favorites of all of the five Defy shows, that one was really... The crowd was so hot. The energy was great. The matches were awesome. And there's a lot of scrambling because a couple of wrestlers, oddly, it's such a weird thing, man. I mean, I don't know what it's like living in Mexico. But we were supposed to have the Lucha Brothers, which are two big stars in the Lucha Underground, Lucha Libre world of Penta and Rey Fenix. And they were supposed to come for both nights because we did Thursday and Friday night. Thursday Tacoma, Friday Seattle. And they ended up no-showing because Penta got mugged on the way to the airport. And the guy took all of his stuff, including his ring gear and his passport. And he, for some reason, had Rey Fenix's passport on him, too. And that got taken. Everything seems rather fishy. But it's like, of course.
That's insane.
Right?
I did not know that was the...
Yeah, that's why those guys weren't there. So a lot of things had to be shuffled and moved around. And we had to, like... Luckily, there's some great Northwest talent that we're able to tap into. Like Sonico at the last minute and be like, hey, can you wrestle? And everything turned out great. All the matches were a lot of fun. Shout out once again to the Streamer Club. They came,
yeah, man.
They came big. Sue Young was awesome. Everything about that night was great. The last match, Strickland versus Davey Richards for the Defy Championship was great. How about the Defy title? It was the night where we found out who was going to be the very first Defy champion. It turned out to be Davey Richards. Did not show up in the mail until Friday.
Oh, the belt?
Talk about panic.
Jesus.
Right? You got luchadors not showing up. You're not sure if the championship belt that you're touting is being there, you know, to give to the winner might not be there in time. We are hoping that the mailman delivers it. It was such a, like, biting your nails kind of a thing, but it all worked out, man. It was such a fun time. It's always great seeing you there.
Yeah, man. I had a blast. Yeah. I kind of like the time on it.
The time.
Like, it did. It seemed shorter.
It did, yeah.
Than some of the other ones.
Yeah, it ended, I think, like around 11-ish.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. That tag team match. And eventually, it'll be on DefyOnDemand.com. It was Red Dragon versus Matt Cross, a guy that we've talked to on the Megacast before,
yeah.
And Darby Allin, who is bat-ass crazy in the ring. Like, the guy is going to die in the ring. He is insane with the stuff that he does, like the high-flying moves. He's great, don't get me wrong, but like, he's jumping out into the ring, out of the ring, landing on the floor where there's no padding, and it's like sometimes he's landing on his head.
Yeah, some of that stuff is crazy. I don't know how those guys are doing it.
I mean, it's not nearly as dangerous as me trying to do a suplex, but it is very dangerous what he's doing in the ring.
Are you going back tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there tonight.
Good. You looking nimble.
Yeah, I'm quick,
not
man.
Not stiff. Not stiff at all.
Once the adrenaline kicks in, I'll be fine, Ted. Now, tomorrow might be a whole different story.
Well, the other thing I like about you is, even if you have a day where you're stiff after wrestling, like, it's not like you're going to sit around and just chill out. Like, there's always something going on.
There's always something.
I don't know what you have going on this weekend, but I know it's planned.
Oh, let's see. It was this weekend. Well, 3-2-1 battle on Friday night.
All right, there you go.
And Saturday, I believe Sid and I might go to the zoo.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I spent some quality time with the wife.
Seattle or Tacoma?
We haven't figured that out just yet.
All right.
I'm thinking we'll probably do Seattle.
All right.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You know, go look at some monkeys.
I've never been to the zoo here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know if we do go.
All right, yeah.
No,
it's I don't know what it is. Like, I used to go to the zoo a bunch when I was a kid, but I've never been to the zoo. Shoot. Even when I lived in Baltimore, I don't think I went to the zoo there.
Well, you are a caged animal. You don't need to see other caged animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Plus, I grew up with the National Zoo, where it's free. Coming to these punk-ass zoos, paying money. Got me out here looking like a sucker.
Yeah, before we'll get to the fireworks and sex toys in the next break. I wanted to read a question from Mega Mark as he sent it via email. He said, over the weekend, I saw a parent use one of those kid leashes for their child. I get that it's for safety and it keeps the child from running off, but it makes the kid look like a dog or something. Then again, I'm not a parent, so what do I know? What do you guys think? Should kid leashes happen?
I mean, I think it depends on where you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what would be a good instance for you having a kid leash?
I don't know. Maybe you got two kids, and one's like 2.5, 3, and he runs off a lot. Leash that. I was going to say, leash that bastard. Leash that little kid up.
He has a father.
I never thought about leashes, and then last week I read somebody was like, hey, like, I have two kids. I'm thinking about putting this kid on a leash. Is that weird? But I don't know. If they run off a lot, maybe you should leash them up.
It just looks weird, man. It does look like you're walking your pet.
It does look weird, but I remember when I was a kid, there was only like a couple kids that wore helmets when they rode their bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that looked weird,
That's
and that was the
point.
Biggest pansy in the world. Now, like, I wouldn't even ride a bike without a helmet.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how it... Although, when we went to Hawaii, we didn't wear helmets.
Jesus, Steve.
We're rebels, is what I meant to say. Forgot we were doing a podcast, Ted. Forgot we were doing a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, right. I didn't wear a helmet the whole week at Burning Man, but yeah.
Do you think it would be, we should get leashes for Summer Meltdown?
I mean,
get those little backpacks that have like a little bear on the back and has a leash attached. That way you don't lose anybody. We can walk around. Who's going to be the walker?
Do we take turns, me and you? Because I mean, Saturday on the river, you're my buddy. I got to keep an eye on you.
Is that going to be our thing?
Yeah.
Walking each other?
Walking each other.
It's not going to be weird at all.
Whoa, are we going to have somebody walk us?
Yes.
All right.
We need a dog walker.
Should Joe walk us?
I don't know, man.
We could turn on him.
Yeah, we could. He didn't seem very good with my dog. I don't know if we want him to be treated. He might treat us poorly. He might get too aggressive as our owner. All right, this is getting weird. When we come back, we'll figure out how to make things normal by playing a fun game known as Firework or Sex Toy.
Yeah, man.
Completely normal.
Yeah.
It's hard to loot and persuade when you're a f***ing robot. But at least I have a sexy Australian accent. The Megacast will be back.
Man, it's hot. Hotter than the 4th of July. And there you are, driving your work truck in the heat of day. And no matter how high you turn on the air conditioner, it still ain't cooling your core. You need Cool Breeze. Cool Breeze easily attaches to one of your air conditioner vents with a long hose to go up your shorts and blow a cool breeze on your firecracker and cherry bombs. Finally, cool relief.
Cool Breeze makes me feel fine, blowing around my junk all the time.
Make some room in your shorts for a cool breeze.
Cool Breeze makes me feel fine, blowing around my junk.
What is a silver tongue? Is that old people cunnilingus? Yes, I went there. The Megacast is back.
Did you happen to watch the WWE SmackDown Live yesterday?
I did not.
Big rap battle happened between the New Day and the Usos.
Is Moro back?
Moro's back, but not on SmackDown. He is back on, he is now going to be the play-by-play guy for NXT.
Okay.
Which is perfect for him. So yeah. I think it's a perfect marriage. It's a great way to keep Moro in the world of wrestling because he's so good at it and he loves it. He's a wrestling fan. He's a WWE fan. And, hey, I would imagine that him getting announced as being the play-by-play guy for Mayweather.
McGregor, Mayweather. Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
I would imagine the WWE is like, we got to get this guy back.
Right. Like, yeah. Why did right? Is this worth it?
Right. This guy's next. Like, he's A-level. We basically pissed off an A-level commentator. We need to get him back, and NXT is perfect for him.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. It gives you a reason you can watch wrestling again.
All right, all right.
They brought him back. Well, anyways, on SmackDown last night, the Usos took on the New Day in a rap battle. Moderating it was Wale, which is perfect.
Oh, no kidding.
Because he's a huge wrestling fan.
Yeah.
I grabbed the clip because I just thought it was hilarious. It's only one of the... They were just going back. Basically, it was just them dogging on each other. And I have to say, when I first heard they were going to have a rap battle, I was like, oh, this is going to be cringeworthy television.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be very fun and entertaining, and both sides had some funny lines. But the line of the night definitely goes to the New Day, Kofi Kingston, when he's making fun of the fact that the Usos now wrestle wearing shirts. So here it is.
Now I see him getting irked. Look, I ain't trying to be a jerk. Just tell me why you came to work and started wrestling in shirts. Why? Why you did that?
It's getting pressed.
Hold it down. Hold it down. I know why. Hold on. Because y'all got that first trimester pooch.
What? Wow.
Meanwhile, I would cut off my pinky toe to have the physique that the Usos have.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. especially now that I'm trying to become a wrestler.
By the way, didn't one of those guys from the New Day, Xavier Woods, was just in some gaming tournament?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if he was.
Yeah.
He's big into the gaming community. He's got that YouTube channel, Up, Up, Down, Down, which all about him playing video games.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised at all. But here he continues.
What's that mean for you two? Means y'all are rocking Weenie Do.
Now, do you know what a Weenie Do is?
No.
I didn't either. I was very excited to find out.
All right.
Y'all,
explain.
Y'all don't know about Weenie Do? That's when your gut hangs out more than your Weenie Do. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like that?
What did my dad always say? There used to be an athletic company called Dunflop, and they made like tennis balls and a bunch of stuff, right? Like, you've probably seen it.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, I got Dunflop disease. Like, what's Dunflop disease? Like, my belly done flopped over my belt. That's why as soon as you asked me, I was like, what? Oh, I know where he's going with
this. Yeah, I have a Weenie Do as well. I'm trying to lose that Weenie Do.
Weenie Do.
It's a struggle. All right, Ted, I think I've put it off long enough.
All right.
Honestly, the only reason why we're playing this game again is so that we can listen to this song one more time.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to play everybody's favorite new game, just in time for the 4th of July, which was yesterday. Firework or a sex toy?
Firework or sex doll?
It's a best of five. Will Ted win or will Ted lose? Currently, Ted is a loser. Sorry, Ted.
Sorry.
It went down to overtime, or not overtime, to the final game.
Yeah, I lost 3-2.
You were looking strong. I think you were up 2-1, and then you ended up losing.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ted redeem himself?
God, I could have used this song while I was grilling.
I'll send you the MP3.
Did you grill anything this weekend?
Yes. Corn, a shish kebab of vegetables that we put some barbecue sauce on. Some local company, I don't know the name of them, but we bought it at the farmer's market in Puyallup.
And all right.
Next time I get it, I'll get you a bottle.
All right, cool.
It's spicy and sweet. It's perfect.
Nice.
It's so good. And then these meatless sausages. The Field Roast, I think,
Field
is the
Roast
brand.
Yeah.
They're really good.
All right.
So I grilled those.
So you were grilling?
Yeah, I was grilling.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. All right. Speaking of sausage, firework or sex toy, Ted, I'm going to name a product. And you have to tell me whether or not it's an actual firework or if it's a sex toy. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right. Our first one. Firework or sex toy? The pink pony.
The pink pony.
Yes. Firework or sex toy? Pink pony.
I've also gone by this nickname before. The pink pony.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, just for one night at a festival.
I was going to say, did that happen at a festival?
The pink pony. I'm saying the pink pony, goddamn, it could easily be either.
Yes, it can. That's why this game is difficult.
Let's go sex toy.
Ted, pink pony. It's a firework.
God damn it!
You are wrong.
All right.
All right, so you're 0-1.
0-1.
Uh-oh. I should just put this on repeat.
You bet.
Can I? I don't know. We'll just play it again. There we go. All right. So far, Ted is 0-1. You need to get 3 right to win. All right, firework or sex toy, Ted?
All right.
Which one should we go with? All right, firework or sex toy?
Ooh.
Knuckle up. Firework or sex toy?
Knuckle up is clearly a sex toy.
Damn it, you are correct.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm against you winning.
I don't know why I said that so confidently. Like, knuckle up, I know that one, bro. Sex toy.
I'm wearing it right now. Boys and girls.
I'm wearing it right now.
I'm sorry. All right, so it's 1-1.
All right.
All right, Ted. Firework or sex toy?
Yeah.
All-American Whopper. Firework. Or sex toy. Or fast food. No, I'm kidding. All-American Whopper.
I mean, it feels like it has to be a firework. It's a Whopper. Boom.
Bam. Is that what you're going with?
Yes.
Ted, you are now one win, two losses in this
game. God damn.
That's a sex toy? It is a sex toy.
The All-American Whopper.
The All-American Whopper. Oh, boy, Ted.
This game is much tougher than I thought it was going to be.
You are facing elimination.
I am.
And if you lose, I have the knuckle up, and you will have to apply it to yourself. No. All right.
This podcast got weird.
Hey, quick. All right. Firework or sex toy, and I don't know why I just went, Ted? Oh, man. Which one do I want to go with? Whoa, Daddy.
Whoa,
Daddy. W-H-O-A, Daddy. Is that a firework or a sex toy? Whoa, Daddy.
Whoa, Daddy. Just so I can sleep good at night, let's call this one a firework.
Whoa, Daddy. It's a firework.
Yes. All right. I'm fighting back.
Man.
So this is it, Steve.
This is it. It all comes down to this, Ted.
All right. Oh, we got to get the music going.
Of course we do. It's not a game without our music. All right. We have one more. Will Ted win this match? And then what happens? Then the series is one game apiece. Do we do another round?
Till next year. The ultimate tease. You got to listen to the MegaCast for a year till we bring back firework or sex toy.
In the radio business, that is a horizontal tease. Typically, you do one of those so they come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not the MegaCast. We want you to come back next year.
Horizontal tease.
Oh, man.
Get it in, Steve. I like it.
Damn it. Which one do I want to go with?
My favorite part of the MegaCast is when they talk industry jargon.
Yes. I've always wanted to know inside jokes in the world of radio. So I can share it at dinner with my friends and family. All right. I do wish I was a fly on the wall. My wife went to my wife's cousin's a party for him graduating.
All right.
On Monday night. And I wasn't able to go because I was at wrestling practice. And everyone's like, well, where's Steve? And my wife had to break the news that I was at wrestling practice. And apparently that went over very well.
Oh, I bet.
A lot of laughs.
Like,
a lot of
why?
What?
Right? What is he doing?
Like collegiate wrestling? No, like professional wrestling that you see on television. My husband, who is 42, is learning how to become a professional wrestler. And I am proud of him. All right, that last part's a lie. I don't think she is. She's probably pretty embarrassed. All right, firework or sex toy, Ted? You know what? I'm going to go with this one. Ted, the 8-second ride, firework, or sex toy?
The 8-second ride?
Yeah.
God damn.
It's a good one.
You know, man, I had an initial instinct, but that's generally wrong on this game, so I'm going to fight it and say the 8-second ride is a firework.
All right, Ted. Will Ted win? Will Ted lose? Is the 8-second ride a firework or a sex toy?
It's a firework, Steve. It explodes for 8 seconds.
The Ted Smith, you are correct!
Yeah! Yeah! Nice! All right, I got one back.
Ted wins.
I thought you were setting me up for another loss there. I thought for sure when you were like, you are, I thought you were going to go wrong.
I even did the mouth of a wrong.
Yeah.
To throw you off.
Well, an 8-second ride just sounds so sexual.
It does.
So that's what's like, my initial instinct was like, that's a sex toy. Then it's like, every time you have an initial instinct, just go against it in this game.
Bro, there's a firework actually called the Golden Shower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you knew that.
That one.
I'm glad I didn't go with that one.
Yeah, then. That one makes more sense. Shense? I'm just making a word now. I still got to go do a whole show. I can barely speak on this.
Well, it's good. We're warming you up.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is a good show for you to get ready to talk. Another one is a hoo-ha.
A hoo-ha? That's a firework?
That's a firework.
Oh.
And I don't know what sex toy this is, but I want to find out the Falcon Man Rammer. That sounds painful.
Oh, man rammer.
The man rammer. And the Falcon man rammer, as opposed to the Phoenix one.
I was watching like the local TV last night, and they kept talking about be careful with fireworks.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I mean, do they have to keep saying this? Like, people are careful, right? And then it's like, no. No, people kept lighting other people's yards on fire.
Dude, or how about the 14-year-old that stole his parents' car to go pick up his friends, get fireworks, to go back to the house? They set off the fireworks, but I think he left the car window open.
Yeah, and they shot one in there.
Shot one in there. Car was completely torched.
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah. You got away with stealing your mom and dad's car. You got away with driving it to pick up your friends and get some of that illegal fireworks or wherever you go.
Yeah, you did all that.
Everything worked out according to plan.
And then you shot a firework in the car.
Like, dumbass. Dumbass.
Yeah. I like watching fireworks. I'm not a firework guy.
Me neither. I say I don't begrudge anyone for wanting to shoot up fireworks. I enjoy looking at them and watching them as well, but I have zero interest in setting off an M80.
Yeah, I can't even tell you the last time I purchased a firework or set one off.
Yeah.
It's probably been at least 15 or 16 years.
We purchased one last year for our friends that we were going to a party, and it was for their kid. It was like a kid-friendly, I mean, if there is a kid-friendly.
Sure. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. You're talking like the little poppets or whatever that you throw at the ground or burn it like snakes.
It was like a little tank that you set, you light it up, and it doesn't explode. It just moves.
It just moves or shoots some sparks.
We also got him the pink pony and the 8-second rule or ride.
8-second ride.
And the golden shower. He didn't like that one, though.
That's a big one, dude. It is. It's a big firework.
The golden shower?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's got a...
And is it just gold? Like yellow? Okay, yeah. But yeah, before that, I mean, that was weird just going to a firework stand and just seeing, like, man, one mistake, and we have a massive explosion on our hands.
Yeah.
I felt weird just being in there. I'm like, no one better smoke.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not
right?
That I think anyone would, but anyways. All right, well, that's it. This Friday, come join me over at the Battle Palace, a.k.a. Evolve Fitness. I am the commissioner of 3-2-1 Battle, and we got some great matches. I think we even have a bondage match with Ronald McFondle.
Oh.
That'll be exciting.
Yes.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that one. I don't know what entails in that. I should know. I'm the commissioner, but I don't know. But I know it involves ball gags, I believe.
That seems about right.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see what happens because we keep it weird over at 3-2-1 Battle. And plus,
always.
Lots of great matches. It's going to be a great time. If you've never been to a 3-2-1 Battle, I highly suggest coming. It's free. Suggest a donation, $10. Don't be that guy that doesn't throw in $10 into the pot because it helps, keep these things going.
Yeah,
you got anything going on this weekend?
Actually, I don't.
Good
but July July 15th, in 2 weeks, I'll be down Cage Sport MMA.
Nice.
Yeah, down at Emerald Queen. Come on out, man.
Those are always fun.
They are fun, and I'm sure there's still tickets available.
All right. Well, and they can go to Ticketmaster, I believe, to get
those. Yeah, Ticketmaster, or just go to Emerald Queen Casino and online and check them out, too.
And if anyone wants information about 3-2-1 Battle, if you just type it in on Facebook, just type in 3-2-1 Battle, and it'll take you. That's pretty much the unofficial website for 3-2-1 Battle. It leads you to everything that you need to know, tells you what's going on, video clips and all that fun stuff. So, all right.
Nice.
Hopefully everybody who's listening still has all their fingers and toes.
Yeah.
That would suck if you didn't.
Yeah.
And, all right, let's get our push-ups.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Not really looking forward to getting back down on the ground again. I also learned how to do a face bump.
Oh, going forward?
Yeah, just landing, like, your arms land before your face hits. But it's a very weird, feeling, like, doing things your body is telling you, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, like, I couldn't do it.
It's definitely testing my boundaries, and I'm enjoying it. But if we're not back next week, it's because I'm certifiably crippled.
Yeah.
I'm right. Landing on my head. Here we go, Ken. Hit 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Stop laughing at me, man.
Ugh.
You could be a pro wrestler with a bad back.
Yeah. Jerry Attrick.
That would be a great name for me.
Right?
I need to, like, wear a mask. That way people don't know it's me and, like, have, like, white hair coming out of it.
Yeah.
Geriatric. The luchador that is too old to do anything high-flying. Comes out in a walker. All right, find us on Twitter @TheMegaCast.
Peace.
Later.